What is a coverlet? Well, to me, it's a quilt.
A special kind of quilt, or just?
No, just a quilt.
What about at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow?
Do you remember anything about twice as long as the pillow?
Do I remember anything about it? No.
Did you ever hear of a bolster?
No.
Okay. And if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everybody, for the children to sleep on,
pallet.
How would you do that?
Well, you would just either get a lot of quilts and blankets and put them down on the floor, or if you happen to have a mattress, an extra mattress, you just put it on the floor.
Do people still make quilts around here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You ever make them?
No, because I can't. I tried once. I can't make quilts.
Who makes them around?
My grandmother has a sister-in-law that makes quilts. Well, in fact, she has two sister-in-laws that make quilts.
To sell or just
for? They sell some of them. Well, in fact, they sell most of them, yeah.
Are any young people learning how to do that?
Yes. They're, I don't think it's, you know, a real big thing, but there are some that are wanting to learn too.
Talk about land. Say, if you raised a lot of corn, you'd say this year we had a good
corn crop.
And you say we expect to get a good crop from that field because the soil is very
rich.
What's another word for rich?
I don't know, but I can't think. Fertilizer.
Okay, and if you don't need to add that, you say the soil's already there.
You're not wanting rich again. The soil is already very fertile.
Okay. What different kinds of land are there?
You mean like flat, hilly?
Okay.
Mountainous.
What would you call land next to a river? It's kind of flat.
Land next to a river. Just flat? Flat land.
Do you ever hear it called lowlands or bottoms? Or?
Yeah. Both of those.
Which would you call?
I'd probably call it lowland.
Okay. And a field that might be real good for raising hay, but not much else, we'd call that a hay.
For raising hay,
uh-huh.
A hay field.
What about meadow or prairie? Did you ever hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Which?
You mean for raising hay?
Well, how have you heard those words?
I just heard, you know, say, people would say, out on the prairie.
Uh-huh. Are there prairies around here?
I don't think so.
What about meadow?
Well, that was just kind of like a little dale, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've always kind of associated a meadow with a brook, you know, stream.
Uh-huh. Just sort of a romantic.
Yeah.
What would you call land that's got water standing on it most of the time?
Marshes.
Mm-hmm. Would that be salt water or fresh water? Or would it make any difference?
I don't know if that would make any difference. I think it would be fresh water.
What about a real overgrown area that's kind of wet?
Brushy.
Mm-hmm. Is there another name for marsh or something similar?
Marshes, Everglades?